Oh no, I feel the giggles.
No.
Okay.
Let me do it. Let me do it then.
Just follow me.
Music and DVD, can I help you?
Hi, my name is Leslie, and we spoke with the people at the front, and they said that our dog is lost in the music department. It's a little dog. It's like a mixture of a Shih Tzu and a Yorkie.
Message for you?
I'm sorry?
Do you know who left the message for you?
No, they transferred us. We were just speaking to the guy in the front, and he said he thinks he saw the dog go in your department.
Hold on.
Hi there, ma'am.
Yes, hello.
Sorry.
We were just in there a little while ago. We were looking for a record, and you guys couldn't find it. It was the band, the Vegetarian Lesbian Moonbats, and you guys couldn't find the song.
Okay.
But then our dog disappeared, and then when I spoke to someone there, they said that he ended up in the music department. It's a little dog. He's like a mixture between a Yorkie, a Shih Tzu, and a Great Dane.
Well, they just searched through the music department and didn't find one. About how large size the dog
is? I can't believe she lost our dog.
Just be quiet.
She lost our dog.
Yes,
you lost it.
How big is the animal in question, ma'am? We're more than happy to search around for you, but...
Thank you. He's very small.
Like about bigger than a loaf of bread? Smaller?
He's like 5 pounds.
5 pounds. Okay.
He's black. Hello?
Black. Okay, sure. We're going to take another look around for him.
Okay, he's about the size of half a loaf of bread.
Okay, sure. We're going to take another look, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. I don't understand what you did.
Well, if you weren't looking for lesbian vagina music, it would have never happened.
Are we on hold?
Yeah.
Did you tell him what size he was? Half of a loaf of bread? I can't breathe.
They're looking for a dog.
I can't do these anymore. We're on hold for a very long time.
The dog's probably dead. Let me say the dog.
What?
Hello?
Yes.
Could you tell me the dog's name?
Sure.
Oh, good night.
Oh, gosh.
Please, Mama, can't you see? I've always tried to please. I wore ribbons and jewelry and makeup and perfume and dresses down to my knees. You said that it's a phase, just something I'd outgrow. But I got a girlfriend and she's got a lawn that I'd sure like to mow. Go on and wish that Brad Pitt would come along. But I prefer Madonna in a lacy thong. And I'm a lesbian, I don't like...
Hola, hi. I just want to say that if you're at the stage in life where when you go to the bathroom to take a shit and you're bringing food for the time that you're in the bathroom on the toilet... I just want to say that there's a better way. If you're eating while you're shitting, things have gotten out of hand. It's not acceptable. I will move on from that thought because it's not a pleasant thought. I don't want to hear about things like shit because it makes me sick. What do you care? You didn't ask. But then again, I didn't ask anything either. And a lot of people like to tell me a lot of things. And then sometimes I go a little bit crazy. So... You know, so there's a lot of crazy people in this world, and a lot of them are on the internet. A lot of them are on the internet. Well, at least they're off the streets, right? So what they're doing is they assault you via the internet. So instead of, instead of stalking you on the street, they stalk you on the fucking internet. You know, what are you going to do? And those maniacs always think that you're talking to them. So let me tell you, one time this was just a couple of days ago, I was having some kind of, I don't know, who knows what the hell I write on that Twitter. Sometimes I don't even know, okay? So I said something on Twitter, and then some guy was like, you know, it was about rape, right? So sometimes I can get a little fixated on that, because I follow a lot of people on the internet that talk a lot about it. So sometimes, you know, it gets in my head when you constantly see it, you know, every day. It could drive you a little batty. What am I saying? Oh, yeah. So I was tweeting something, and then some guy chimes in, and he's like, oh, there's a lot of different ways to rape someone. And he was like, well, angry. Like, you know when someone's at the computer and they're just typing away and they're, like, really fucking angry. And, like, they type the wrong letters and the spaces are off and everything. So I was like, oh, boy, he's really mad. Right? So I ignored him, of course. And then he's like, oh, there's a lot of different ways to rape. Rape isn't just one thing. Right? Crying over the internet to a stranger. Not that I'm a stranger. So I was answering someone else, or I tweeted something, and I just did a LOL. I was about something that I had said before, and then he after like a series of five or six tweets where he's like, "Why you're a feminazi? Don't LOL me. You can't laugh me away." And I thought to myself, "Oh my God, this guy really thinks that I'm talking to him." And so you have to wonder, what is it about the internet that makes people think that you are talking directly to them? And it's specific to Twitter, because I didn't really get that on MySpace. I don't get that on Facebook. But on Twitter, people think that you are talking directly to them a lot of the time. And it's usually the people who, you know, are just looking for reasons to be offended, I guess. Maybe that's it. And I guess after, you know, you're following thousands, tens of thousands of people, there's going to be crazy people in there. Like on Facebook, when you post something, I don't think that people generally feel like you're talking directly to them. Not that I haven't gotten ugly on Facebook, because I've had to get ugly on Facebook. Let me just tell you, over the past year and a half, you know, as a person who understands what it is to have an opinion and then you're assaulted for your opinion, I am somewhat different on Twitter than I am in real life. I've had to learn to be that way. When I first started the Twitter, you know, I was just myself, and but then people just feel this, you know, need to be able to, you know, invade you and invade your territory. So I've had to become a little bit, you know, tougher. And even doing this show, you know, I've had to, you know, grow a thick skin and just be like, fuck you. You know, at some point you have to stop caring, because, I mean, what are you going to do if you're, you know what I'm saying? What does any of it mean? And the constant stream of garbage news that's coming out at us, it's getting more and more psychotic, and they're drilling it in your head a lot more. It's becoming more insane. And I don't know about you, but lately I've been noticing it's just getting a little more insane. And really, like, you know, when you look into those things, those telescopes that are not, what are they? Those things, and then you turn the end, and it's all different colors, and then all the pieces, they're all different colors, and they move when you, what are those things? You can't answer me. Are you at work? What are you doing? I just want to say, the more I tune out the news, the healthier I feel. Because you can't listen to these crazies, because these people are not telling you news. I turned on Fox the other day for, I swear it was maybe 10 minutes. And within that 10 minutes, they told about five different, horribly biased, overly opinionated, borderline prejudiced stories within 5 minutes. And that's not to say that if I didn't go to MSNBC, I wouldn't hear complete stupid slobbering stupidity. Because not for nothing, everybody on all of those networks, they're all fucking alcoholics. Everybody's an alcoholic. And they're not, like, you know, even shy about it. It's time to surrender to your higher power. That's all I got to say, you know. That's all I have to say. And I don't care what anybody thinks anymore. Gay pride. What does gay pride mean? What's gay pride? You go to be around a bunch of stinky, sweaty people with their shirts off in their fucking underwears. What is gay pride? What? And then hardly any women are ever there anyway. And it's not because there aren't gay women. Just because, you know, feminine women, you can't distinguish them from, I don't know what the fuck I want to say. What is gay pride? What does that mean? You go to this parade and you see people dancing around. What is that? What? You go there just so that all the politicians, celebrities could promote themselves, and you're there. Yay, I support you. What are you supporting? What are we supporting anyway? Am I a stick in the mud for gay pride? I've just seen so much over the past couple of years doing this show. I've seen so much, and I'm so turned off by what they call the gay community. Those people do not represent, I can assure you, because I speak to people. Every fucking day of my life, I speak to gay people, lesbians. Every day of my life, I'm immersed right in the middle of all, you know, actual people. Like, I don't, I'm not about trying to, you know, just talk to people who are going to make me look good. I talk to real fucking people. And I can assure you that when you're reading most of the gay blogosphere and, you know, a lot of these gay organizations and this kind of thing, these people are not the voice of the people. And I'm not saying that I am, because I know that we are nuts. You know, I know that we're all over the place. The lesbian mafia, we're nuts. I know that. So I'm not saying that we are. But the one thing that I can say for certain is that the people who call themselves, who've anointed themselves the voice of the gay community, are so out of touch with the real voice of actual everyday lesbian and gay people, LGBT people. They're completely out of fucking touch. I'm sorry, but the people that I talk to every single day are not overly psychotic word Nazis who get offended at every motherfucking thing. So I just wanted to say that, you know, with that, whatever, happy gay pride.
Austin, I'd like you to meet somebody. This is my mother, Mrs. Exposition.
How do you do?
Austin! My God, man, what have you done?
That's not your mother, it's a man, baby!
Hi, just a quick note here. As I was reading up on the commentary of Les Get Real, and, you know, everyone's calling for them to shut the site down, which is really the responsible thing to do. But then again, how can you expect psychopaths to be responsible? I mean, you're thinking in your head what you would do if you were a psychopath, a pathological narcissist sociopath. Try saying that three times. But you're thinking, well, gee, if I was a psycho loony, this is what I would do. But the thing is, you're not a psycho loony. So you can't expect psycho lunatics to behave suddenly, you know, like rational, normal human beings. So, you know, everyone's calling for them to shut the site down, which is what Les Get Real should do, is they should shut the site down. But their response is really frightening because of the blog post that I read, which was longer than a love letter from a lesbian. From the blog post that I read where they were, you know, helping these people defend themselves, La Victor and the other one and the mother, whatever the freak is going on here, agoraphobic, I think it's, he said he's transsexual or transgender, whatever. And then there's a lesbian also. So that's fine. Let me just clarify this, and you could say whatever the hell you want to say. And because I really don't care. That's the truth. Is to say that you're a lesbian and to blog, and not to mention that the shit that I've read, all the psychotic shit that went on that site. I just thought when I went there, I was like, wow, these people are really psycho. But the site is, it's irrecoverable. There's nothing to recover. And that's what everyone was saying. And then La Victor, who's apparently took over the site and is lying and defending Build, they're saying they're the only ones that were hurt. Because no one exists on the planet besides that. This is, you know, the mental illness online. It's a very real thing. There's a lot of mentally ill people who are online, and they stalk the fucking shit out of you under aliases, under different names, because they're psychotic and they have problems and they're mentally ill and they should either be, I don't know, in the hospital. Here's the deal, is La Victor's response to them telling them to shut the site down is, no, we're not going to shut the site down, not after making The Daily Show tonight. We keep soldiering on. So there you have it, ladies. This is the gay community. Psychopathic, race-obsessed, gender-obsessed. Only in the case of when you've changed genders. That's the only time within this community is when you've changed your gender. When you're a woman, this community doesn't give a fuck about you. And particularly the lesbian community. Because I have to say, I'm very disappointed that they even posted this blog in defense of Les Get Real. It's very disappointing because I really didn't think that that site was like this. To the point that I don't know who on earth relates to these people. How do you relate to people other than being on your computer is beyond me. Because when you go out into the real world, people are not like this. But this is the gay community. This is the LGBT leftist community, that they just don't give a fuck. Oh, this is a lesbian story. It embarrasses lesbians. Let's embellish on it. Let's turn this into a circus and actually defend them, because now we found out that one of them is transgender. So now it's okay. And now, lesbians, you can't say anything because we're going to call you transphobic. Really? Go fuck yourselves. And gay men, please stop trying to make them sound like they're normal human beings. Oh, La Victoire is real. Oh, really? La Victoire, Porky La Victoire is real? I don't think so. Porky La Victoire belongs in an institution. La Victoire is a maniac. Dear person, you're mentally ill. Seek psychological help. And it would be very nice if the GBTQIA, BCDEFG, HIJK community would stop helping these people, trying to make them seem like they're somewhat credible human beings. They are a joke. Thank you. Good night.
I'm sorry. Wait a minute. I tell you that maybe I'm some kind of man-killing demon and you want me to go to Bachelor Central?
Phoebe, we have to do something. Otherwise, someone else is going to die tonight. The demon on its wavelength or something.
Or maybe I'm the killer.
Okay, we're going to tape something. Did you comb your hair?
Did I comb my hair? Did you shower? Yeah, I combed my hair.
All right, let's tape something for the podcast. Do you have clean underwear on?
Yes, I do. What else?
All right, let's tape a podcast now. You ready?
Yeah.
Okay, change your bra. Is your bra supportive enough? I don't know.
Yeah, you always ask me if I'm tired. Are you up?
I tell you, you need me to splash cold water in your face? Smack you around a few times? This is what I want to say. What I want to say is that with a woman... Hold on, I have to get up. I'm in the bedroom recording.
Okay.
Because what I'm trying to say is when women come on to you, right? Like, leave a little bit to the imagination. Like, don't be so easy and desperate. This is how I feel about the situation. Like, I've always felt like whenever I'm dealing with a woman, she's always, you know, they think because they're lesbians that it's not slutty. You know, to be a whore, you're not a whore if you're a lesbian. No, you can be a whore and you can act whorey.
No, I agree, and it's a turn off.
Like a desperate slut.
It's so Aries.
Really?
Yeah.
I think the art of courtship is completely lost on lesbians. It's completely, like, women don't court each other. What they do is they're just like, oh, I like you. And then, you know, within 2 days, they're on a date. They're already, like, what happened to a little bit of courtship? You know, like, make it interesting.
When I like someone, I send them poetry, which is rare.
You send poetry when you like someone? This is what I'm saying. See, you would make me vomit. Someone like you, that I would like them for one day.
That's so mean.
And then the minute they're sending poetry, you know what I'm saying? What's wrong with you? Sending poetry. Well, maybe, you know, well, I guess the woman who will like you will appreciate that about you.
I'll just send them stuff. I don't know. I really don't know.
I can't stand romance. It makes me nauseous. I hate the way I get in a relationship. I can't stand myself.
I know. See, I like the whole, if I like someone, I like that whole getting to know and dating, but I don't like the whole settling down. That's my issue. When people start expecting things, a lot of times I feel smothered.
Well, I think you're just a degenerate.
You're an asshole. Don't call me degenerate. You're so nasty. What's the matter with you?
What are you talking about? I'm being stupid. What's wrong with you?
Oh, I hate that word. You're being mean to me.
Oh my God, I feel like I'm in a relationship with you. I have to get out of this. I have to get out. I have to get up.
Gotta get out of here.
I gotta get up.
Something's wrong.
Because I'm laying down. And then when I lay down, you know, my sinuses act up. What are you going to do? Hello?
Yes.
You know what it is? I think, like, these women, they think, like, oh, we're not really being slutty. We're in a relationship and we're in love. They think, you know, like they're in love.
With someone they don't know.
Right. You've only known them a month. And now, you know. and we're in a relationship, so we're not really slutting around. And I think that that's why a lot of relationships go downhill, because you sleep with somebody, and it, you know, after a month, and you've already slept together, and it's like, you know, they lose, you lose respect for each other.
Or you just don't really know that person, and you discover things about them that get on your nerves.
Right,
and
after the fact.
And then you can't break it off because you're already sleeping with them and you're emotionally tied to them.
Right, right, right. No, I know it's really hard, and I've done stupid shit, you know, but now I know better, so I can, you know, say it, and hopefully, you know, because I know I wish that I had somebody to tell me that. Like, you know, I haven't really done terrible things, but, I've done stupid shit that I, you know, I probably shouldn't have done. There are a couple of incidences that I, if I could take them back, I would.
Yeah. I wouldn't take anything back.
I would. There's a couple.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. I would, like, definitely take it back.
Can you say why?
The reason why is because they didn't, I don't feel like they deserved to know me that way. And, it was just a mistake. It was just, you know, I made a mistake being with that person.
Right, right.
Yeah. I don't want to say, oh, we're unworthy, but, you know, that's how.
No.
And I felt afterwards, like, wow.
Guy or girl? Just curious. Girls?
A girl.
Oh, okay. Wasn't sure.
I haven't been with a boy since I was a teenager.
Yeah, I don't know if you were talking about when you were younger, you know,
When I was in my early 20s, one of my girlfriends cheated on me.
Yeah. Fucking bitch.
With her ex. And she said, and then she blamed me. She said, it's all because you're so snobby and I feel like I'm not good enough for you. Oh, really? That's a great excuse. And after her, I said, I'm not going to be gay anymore. And I went out on a date with two guys. And I tried. I tried to go back straight. Mm-hmm. I picked two really, really I found them very attractive. And I couldn't do it. I tried. I even kissed one of them.
Right. Ugh. I tried
too. Isn't that bad? Jesus. Well, actually, it was.
No, I know, but I'm thinking about it, and I was just like...
No, I wanted to vomit. I really did.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you why. It's because we kissed after we had dinner, and he really shouldn't have done that. Well, anyway, that's gross. That's gross. But I was kissing him, and I was like, oh my God, this is like, I don't like this, you know? This sucks.
Yeah. There's nothing like discovering you're a lesbian and then being disappointed and then trying to go back to men and you're just like grossed out. I know, I went through the same exact thing. Like, wow, I'm really fucking gay.
Yeah, that sucks. You try to convince yourself, like, well, if I really wanted to do this, I could.
Yeah, try kissing him.
Yeah. I picked really nice. For a lesbian, I have fantastic taste in men.
Yeah.
Or at least I think so, you know. Well, then I was kissed. I tried to kiss him, and then I said to myself, well, a kiss is not supposed to feel like this. Like, I'm supposed to be feeling extremely aroused right now. And then I said, okay, well, I'm not. It's like kissing cardboard. Right? So then I said, and he was, like, really muscular. So I said, well, let me touch his chest, because maybe that'll make me a little more excited. Or, you know, maybe I'll start to realize just how much I've been missing. And nothing. I was trying to touch his chest, like, to feel it and his arms, you know, because when I looked at him visually, I found it attractive, you know, that was very appealing about him. You know, I had a nice physique. So nothing. I felt nothing. It just felt like potatoes. I felt like I was touching potatoes. Maybe I really was born gay. I don't know. What type of guys did you like, you said?
More and more metrosexual until they were, like, gay or bi. When I started going to college, like, they became very metrosexual. But then they started getting more and more feminine. And a couple of them were, like, bisexual, probably not knowing their sexuality, that they're gay now. You know?
Yeah, but that's before you came out, you mean?
Yeah.
Oh, I see.
Before I came out, and I was like, oh, you bi? Because I think I'm bi. And he was like, no. Meanwhile, I found out a few days later, he's gay. I like feminine qualities. So the men I would date, you know, they have their hair perfect. They look meticulous, very neat looking.
I always end up in a relationship with a woman who's more aggressive than me. I don't know why.
Mm.
Not that they look more aggressive, but like that they just are. Maybe I need a woman like K.D. Lang. Maybe I just need a butch woman. Maybe I just need a woman like that.
I like pretty girls, but they do end up being a little more aggressive than me.
If I was going to get with a butch woman, she would have to be, like, really butch.
With swag.
Yeah. Okay, the one time that I was attracted to a butch woman, she was... I wouldn't call her a butch. I would call her a man. Because she was so masculine. Like, I've never seen a woman this masculine in my life. Never. Like,
she was a woman.
She was a woman. She was a drug dealer. And I thought she was really hot. And, but I, like, I was so perplexed. I was so confused over the fact that I was attracted. Like, I was so interested in her. And I couldn't understand why. Because I'm attracted to femme women, right? So... And so we would see each other when we went to, like, you know, bars and clubs. We would always see each other. I don't know. I was so attracted to her. And then one time, I think she tried to kiss me on the neck. And I was like, oh, God, I don't think I'm attracted to her.
Okay.
But I think I am. And then my friend talked me out of it because she was a jailbird.
She was looking out for you.
She was against the law. So what I'm saying is if I was going to be attracted to a woman, because I'm a tough person, I'm tough, you know what I mean? Even the femme women that I date, they're tough. Not tough, but they're like what?
They're not like meek and mild.
Yeah, you know, like they're strong women. I'm attracted to strong women. But
right.
So if I was going to, see now, I cannot get with a butch who's a pillow queen.
Oh, no.
Like a butch that's more femme than you. Like I can't do that. If you're going to be a butch, I want you to be a man.
Hey, you're gonna fuck me like a butch.
Right?
I like versatile women. Someone really,
right, but if I'm with a butch, I don't want her to be versatile. Is that horrible?
No, it's a preference. I really can't see you with a butch. I don't think that's happening, but
I don't think it's ever happening either. But if I ever was,
medical.
She would have to drag me around the house by her hair. No, by my hair.
Right.
You know, she would have to be very extremely dominant.
And slam you against the bed.
Drag me all around the house by my hair like a caveman. And I want her knuckles to drag on the floor when she walks. Maybe that's my next move.
Go for it. We shouldn't discriminate.
No, I don't think your taste is discriminating. You know, just whatever your taste
is. No, your taste is your taste.
Yeah. Or I could get with a tranny, but it would have to be a tranny that's comfortable with calling themselves a tranny, like a fierce tranny.
Right.
That I could be attracted to.
I guess androgynous?
No, it would have to be a straight-up tranny. But you need a cock. I'm sorry. That's disgusting.
You're a sick bitch.
Disgusting. One who would drag me all around the house. Not my hair. No, I'm kidding.
You're just talking at it. Yes, I think you're being, like, hypothetical. I think when it comes down to it...
I'm very attracted to femme women. I am.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
I think that maybe it's time for a change.
I think in your head, you have that change.
Because I'm just bored? What?
In fantasy land, in Sandy's candy fantasy land, like, I don't know what to... Hello? Bring me back my Sandy!
What?
I want to be a fly on that wall.
Why? I can't be with a politically correct douchebag like these ones that are online.
The twillies? What do we call them? The Twitter bullies?
Yeah, twillies. Don't call me this. Call me that. Am I going to get upset if somebody calls me a dyke? Do I fucking care? Are you kidding me? See, I could never be with a politically correct douchebag. I can't.
I can't be with someone who's really fucking stupid.
No.
Who voted for Obama.
That's a lot of people.
Oh my God, we're going to be alone.
No, I say I would love to be with an Obama voter because then I could cheat on them and then just lie and they'll believe me and still love me and they'll take me back as many times as I cheat on them.
Yeah, and say, yeah, baby, I'm pro-marriage. I want to marry you.
Yeah, I just have to say one or two things that they like and, you know, and then they'll take you right back.
It's just not happening. I'm sorry. I know you.
How do you know? You don't know. Maybe, you know.
It's almost 10 years. Like, no.
Maybe later in life I'm deciding to be opening my mind.
That's okay. I've been single for a while and I'm probably saying, oh, I'm asexual.
What?
Asexual.
Who's asexual?
No, I said sometimes I say that. Oh, yeah, I'm asexual. I'm just turned off.
Well, listen, there's these women in their 50s. They're divorced. And they, like straight women. And they never go out with men again. They never get married again. And they could care less. They just go to Lincoln Center and go see, you know, performances and whatever. They go into the city every day with their girlfriends. And they go to Fiji twice a year. And they don't think about men.
Yeah.
So what, are they asexual after they raised a family and now they're divorced because they're, whatever, their husband went and, for whatever reason, whatever they got divorced for, and they never get married again.
No, it's true. Let me tell you something. My friend, she's single, she's gay, and we'll make a long story short, she has a 13-month-old at home, and she's going through the adoption or whatever, and she says, I come home, and I look forward to being with him. She's like, if I get involved with a woman, she's like, I have no time to get stressed out. She's like, 'cause when you start having your own kids and your own family, she's like, you don't think about that. And she's like, I can't afford to get stressed out by these women. She's like, 'cause I have other priorities. So I can kind of get it, you know, when you start your own family, whether you're with a man or a woman, but you come home and you have kids or a child at home, like, you can't afford to get stressed out.
That's true, but you're supposed to be a team. That's the idea. I think a kid does needs both parents.
Yeah, it does, and I know she has some help, and, you know, she actually has someone helping, like a nanny, and you really don't have time to get stressed out by bullshit and relationships.
Well, yeah. Help is different. You know, like, in the situation where the kid's adopted, and I guess the father doesn't want to know the kid, okay, that's different. But, you know, ideally, and this is, you know, just me.
Well, actually, I think the father is involved.
I thought the kid was adopted.
Well, it's a complicated, it's more like a CP. I don't want to give too much info away.
Okay.
But she's pretty much raising.
I see. Child. Okay. All right. No, look, hey, she's doing her best, right?
She's doing her best. She fell in love with the child. You do, like, it becomes like nothing else matters, you know?
Maybe that's why men cheat. Oh my God, I just blamed the woman. I just want to talk about something else. I think some women are too good looking and they should have to wear burkas. That's another thing I just want to talk about. I think that some women...
Because it's a sin to society for them to be out like that.
It's too... They're too provocative. They're too sexy. And I don't think that I should have to deal with the feelings that I have when I see them.
Right.
I think they should be in burkas.
Move to Saudi Arabia.
Yeah.
Why don't you do that?
Because then they're going to put me in a burqa. And
say that.
And I don't want to be in a burqa. It's very hot in a burqa, I understand.
Can you imagine?
And then a lot of times they get hit by cars. They get hit by cars because they can't even see through that little hole in that cloth. So
that's not even funny.
Don't make me start talking about that because then next thing you know, I'm going to be saying things and things are going to fly out of my mouth. Okay?
I want you to.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Okay. Thanks for tuning in. I've got so many emails in the inbox and I've got like tons of voicemails. There's no way I could possibly play them on the show, but I am listening to all of them and reading everything. Thank you so much for sending. Keep them coming. I listen to everything and enjoy all of it. It's a delight to hear from you guys. Really, it is. Thanks for the messages and emails and everything. And I did get Gemini's message. I did get your message about Robin S.
Hey, Sandy Bandy. This is Shamika, a.k.a. @Gemini Chanel on Twitter. So I was just calling because I remember you did a podcast on how you hate that song, Show Me Love, by that girl. I don't know her name, but they had this new song out that came out by Jason Derulo. And he's using the instrumentals from that song. So as soon as I heard it, I thought about you. When you said, DJ, stop playing it, stop playing that song, I sweat my balls off. That shit was hilarious. But yeah, I just thought about that, and I'm actually listening to that Jason Derulo instrumental of that song, Show Me Love. But yeah, love ya. Bye.
I just want to tell you that every time I hear that song in the car, I hit myself on the head. Because I say to myself, Jesus Christ, Robin S. has said it about 1,000 times that she's sick of the song. Okay? But at least this time she's getting really paid. It's not like she's got to haul her ass out and go sing that song for about the 5,000th time. I would like to know how many times poor Robin S. Well, I don't want to say poor Robin S. God bless her with that one hit that ended up carrying her for 25 years. Who gets that lucky? You know, but she must be out of her mind with that song, you know? But she must be getting paid. At least I hope she is, you know, because she deserves it for that song. Good God. I think that song, I just don't understand. We're talking about Show Me Love. I just don't understand what it is about that song. And then all the DJs, now the DJs are probably going nuts now because they have a reason to play the song 1,000 times a night because, oh, it's somehow new. But the old version, of course, is much better than the new version. And I don't always say that because sometimes the new versions are really, you know, they have a lot of new energy in it, so it's exciting. And but the old version of Show Me Love is much better than the new one. I hate to say it. So, all right. If you would like to call and leave a voicemail or ask a question or anything, just you can call 347-989-2TLM. If you need to send us email, you can send it to info@thelesbianmafia.com. And I'm also very active on Twitter. There's, you know, nonsense going on in there. Sometimes people pick fights with me, like some young woman did the other day. She attacked me viciously, but I survived it. Not without scars, but you know, I'm on Twitter. So if you just want to check out Daily Ramblings, twitter.com/thelesbianmafia. So that's it for now. And sorry that we take so freaking long to post. And we will be talking at you hopefully soon. Gonna try to do that. Be good. Talk soon. Bye.